This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. This is Nick calling in. I just wanted to share my first experience and probably one of my craziest experiences as well. In my house as I was growing up. So I was always growing up, and I'd always claim that I would see things. And my mom's parents, actually, they never really bought into the whole paranormal thing. They never really believed in it or anything like that. So anytime I'd see something, they'd just put it off as my imagination. So I was like, I don't know, 13 at the time, maybe 14. And I was just old enough to stay home alone. This is one of my, I don't know, I'd maybe stayed home alone for a couple times before this, but this is one of my first times being home alone, so I was all excited, and I'm doing my homework, and I'm sitting in front of the TV, and all of a sudden, I start hearing footsteps, and I was like, okay, this is weird, and then my dog, right in front of me, he starts to growl at my basement stairs. And my basement's where I normally experience stuff for the first part of my life. And so he starts growling at the stairs, and then all of a sudden the footsteps, it sounds like they start walking up the stairs. So I'm starting to stand up because I'm thinking someone's in my house because my dog is barking and I'm hearing these footsteps. Then all of a sudden the basement door just swings wide open, and I grab my dog and I run out of my house. And I run straight up to my neighbor's house, and I'm like, freaking out, ring the doorbell. They answer the door, and I don't know what to say to them because you can't just say, like, I think I just saw a ghost, because I didn't see anyone after the door opened, and I didn't see an arm or anything push it open. It just opened. So I'm standing in front of them, and I didn't know what to say, so I said, someone's in my basement. And my neighbors ended up calling the cops for me, even though the whole time in my head I knew what I saw was not a person. That was my first experience. So, you know, and I've had lots of experiences in between this as well, but my craziest experience was I worked at an ice cream shop, and one night I brought home ice cream cones and some ice cream for myself, and I set it on the counter, and I was probably about 17 at the time because I was working there at that time, and so I set down my cones and ice cream on the counter because my mom had called me from the living room. So I go to the living room, and I look up because she's up on our banister on the second floor. And we're just talking, having a conversation, and I'm holding my phone in my hand. And all of a sudden, the basement door started to move, and I was like, okay, that's weird. But I'm still talking to my mom, whatever. And I look down at my phone, and I have a whole message typed up on my phone, and I was freaking out. I've never seen it. It was like a paragraph typed up on my phone, and it's all just mumbo-jumbo. Like, it doesn't really make sense. So I started erasing it, but then I realized, like, I should take a screenshot of it. So I took a screenshot of it. Maybe I'll send that in to you guys sometime if you'd be interested in seeing it. But it has some creepy parts in it. Like, one part says, I wish I could not go home, something weird like that. And the weirdest part of it was that I've always called my ghost Sam since I was a kid. I've always said, oh, it's just Sam that has opened the doors or has done this and that. And so in the message, it has her name, Sam, in it, and I'm just like, that freaked me out. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm like, I'm just going to go get my ice cream and go back to my room. And then when I go back into the kitchen, my ice cream and cones aren't on the table anymore. They're on the floor, sitting straight up and down. And I'm like, okay, like, and I walk over to it, and the cones, they weren't broken or anything. The ice cream is just sitting straight up and down in there, and so I have no idea how to explain that. So I just went to my room and ate it for the rest of the night. But that was by far one of the creepiest things that's happened in my house, was actually having something moved and that message typed up on my phone. It was something I couldn't explain. I love your guys' show, and keep up the good work.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.